Michael Bloomberg's policies on homelessness were driven by a focus on statistics and incentives. But while he was mayor, the number of people without a home grew to more than 50,000. Now there's a new mayor, and Bill de Blasio has promised changes. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports his point man on homelessness is Gilbert Taylor, a soft-spoken attorney who became deeply familiar with social problems while working at the city's child welfare agency.
New York now has more homeless people than at any time since record-keeping began in the 1970s. On a frigid night last week, the new Homeless Services Commissioner, Gilbert Taylor, went into the streets to count them. He started at a school gymnasium with hundreds of other volunteers. This is the annual HOPE survey. It stands for Homeless Outreach Population Estimate. And here, Taylor is just some guy in the crowd until...
And now I would like to introduce our new commissioner, Gilbert Taylor.
A slender black man with a shaved head and a pencil mustache stands up to address the room. Taylor is a young-looking 43-year-old.
I joined this agency just a few weeks ago, and I, too, am experiencing hope for the very first time tonight. So,
over the last few years, the number of families without a home has swelled, and homeless advocates have engaged in bitter battles with the Bloomberg administration. Joe Hallmark, who does homeless outreach for the Goddard Riverside Community Center, says people want to know what Gilbert Taylor will do differently.
I would say pretty big expectations. We're really looking forward to this new administration, perhaps finding new ways of creating more housing.
It's midnight now, and we're breaking off into survey groups.
We are going to 27th Street in Madison.
Our group has about 15 people, including ordinary volunteers, government workers, and journalists. At the northwest corner of Madison Square Park, we spot a man swaddled in blankets with bags around his feet.
Anybody want to do a survey?
Commissioner?
Gilbert Taylor approaches the man, and they talk for a few minutes. This man seems to have a lot to say.
Can you tell us about that interaction?
So the gentleman he has a special medical need that, from what he's described to us, and he doesn't want to go to shelter. He said he wants to go to a nursing home.
Did I hear him say the USSR?
He did. He had some thoughts about Stalin.
When I get to Arthur Cheatham III, he's talking history and politics with the reporters.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote The Gulag Archipelago. Matt Taibbi wrote The Grifter Archipelago. You take your pick.
But he has no trouble focusing on the present moment.
I'm glad the commissioner can actually come out himself. You cannot sit inside an office. You won't learn anything.
Cheatham turns down our offer of shelter, and we move on. At this hour, the city belongs to yellow cabs and waste haulers. There's a crust of salt on the sidewalk.
Who wants to guess what the temperature is right now?
Peter Hartley is Gilbert Taylor's chief of staff.
You said 23? Lisa, what did you say?
20.
Anyone else?
22.
20 degrees feels like 10.
Woo-hoo!
Mostly cloudy.
At the beginning of the year, Hartley followed Gilbert Taylor from children's services to homeless services. The word Hartley uses to describe his boss is humane.
He has sort of a supernaturally calm demeanor. So one of his main strengths is sort of maintaining perfect composure in the face of a storm.
Before Bill de Blasio named him as a commissioner, Gilbert Taylor's name appeared in the New York newspapers exactly two times. He grew up in Queens, lives in Harlem, and attended Brooklyn Tech and then Cornell, but not much else about him is known.
Okay, and tell me something that I couldn't learn about him from reading his official bio.
No, that's hard to say. He likes popcorn.
Likes it so much, Hartley gave him popcorn as a gift last Christmas. Just microwave popcorn with butter flavor and salt.
Oh, come on, everybody likes popcorn.
He's a big fan of popcorn. He eats it almost every day. I'm serious.
By now, fingers are cold and limbs are getting stiff. We've completed our route and found three homeless people. Taylor is still thinking about Arthur Cheatham III.
To the extent that our sister can be supportive of him and helping to connect him with resources that can be useful to attending to these, is something that I want us to do.
Taylor speaks so softly, his voice is easily drowned out by passing truck traffic. Everyone leans in closer.
So, good starting point. Cold starting point, but good starting point.
Yeah, the commissioner's shaking. Should we take you inside?
We return our survey at the school at about 1:45 a.m. Whatever time he gets to bed, Taylor says, he'll be at work the next morning. There's plenty to do and lots to learn. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.